So, what's happening for Cancer for October 2018 in terms of love, twin flame, and soulmate relationships? We'll find out in a bit. This free general reading is brought to you by thewokeway.org, practical spirituality for the rest of us. For personal readings, please visit thewokeway.org/book. Hi there, my name is RJ, and welcome to another tarot reading. If this is your first time here and you want to have regular guidance, using the tarot for your zodiac sign, then go check that subscribe button over there and don't forget to turn on your notifications so you don't miss any of my uploads and alerts for my live streams where I answer your yes or no questions for free. All right, so on with the reading. This one is for Cancer. Okay. So we want to know what's happening for Cancer in terms of love, twin flame, soulmate relationships. All right, Two of Pentacles. The Emperor. Six of Cups. That's your soulmate energy right there showing up. Nine of Pentacles. Someone is happily single, but they're being asked to make a decision. I feel like there's going to be an offer from an Aries, or you may have Aries in your chart. Okay, Five of Cups. And the Fool. All right, and the bottom of the deck right now is the Seven of Cups. All right, so let's talk about your reading for the Seven of Cups first. Okay, Seven of Cups, so we're talking about a lot of decisions. I feel like with the it's related to the Two of Pentacles, but it's just that with the Two of Pentacles, it's like balancing things, right? It's like choosing between two things, we're balancing two things. But with the Seven of Cups over here, as your overall reading or overall energy of this reading, I feel like you are lost in a cloud of confusion right now. There are so many options being presented to you, and you just can't make up your mind. This could be in the form of different offers from different suitors, or this could just mean that your partner, or whoever it is who is wooing you, is causing you a lot of confusion. They may be sending you mixed signals. They may be very passionate one moment, and then one moment they're ice cold. It's like you don't know exactly what they want from you, and you're getting confused by the whole thing. It's like one day you're imagining that you're gonna have a fulfilling, relationship with this person, and then the next day they act as if it's not gonna happen. So you find yourself lost in this, like I said, a cloud of confusion. There are many options, sure, that's being presented, but these options are actually not real options for you because they are all unknown options. So if you don't really know what's inside those cups, then you wouldn't really be able to make a decision. But in this specific deck, it's a little bit different because you can see here, if you notice, let's see, they are showing what's inside, okay? What is inside the cups. And if you notice also, they're showing there mostly beautiful things. It's like, unlike the original Rider-Waite deck, where you see that there are other things inside the cup which are not necessarily good for you. In this deck that I'm using right now, which is the Everyday Witch Tarot, you see that most of them are good, like all of them actually are. So it's like you can't even make a decision because they're all good. So I feel that in what's happening over here is that you are getting confused because in your head you're thinking that there are good decisions. They're actually all of them are good options. That's how you see them, okay? But in reality, that is not the case. In reality, what is inside the cup is really unknown. It remains unknown. All the things that you're seeing right now over here, those are just products of your imagination. You're just, well, imagining things because you want to be optimistic. You want to keep yourself open to possibilities. And you want to give this person the benefit of the doubt. So you are refusing to think that the options being given to you are not all good, okay? Now let's start reading your cards. So the first card you got is the Two of Pentacles, right? So it's about balancing something. I see the Emperor over here. I see the Six of Cups, Nine of Pentacles, the Five of Cups, and the Fool. Now I won't be reading this individually because it's better to read them in context. Because if you read them individually, it's like I'm giving you a tarot lesson, which is not really the point of this reading. So reading it in context, I feel here that someone is trying to offer you, okay, someone from the past, could be an ex, or it could be a soulmate. Anyway, this is a soulmate, twin flame, and love reading, so it covers all, regardless of what kind of relationship you have. Whether it's a relationship with someone who is neither your soulmate nor your twin flame, it's just, you know, your regular love relationship, which should not be taken as anything less, okay? Let me just put it out there. Okay, so regardless of the situation you're dealing with, because it's general, there are many possible scenarios. So I'll just be putting or giving you samples of the scenario. So one scenario would be you're probably dealing with a soulmate, okay, someone from your past who is now coming back to you. Maybe, well, coming back to you, but because they are from your past lifetime, you don't really know them here in this lifetime. So this is someone new to you when you meet them, although you actually have history, quote-unquote history, together in another lifetime. Like I said, this could be an Aries energy because I'm seeing the Emperor over here, but it could also be someone who is like a boss energy, you know, someone who is very authoritative, someone who is in command, in control, someone who may be a father figure, significantly older than you, things like that. Could be a mentor or just someone that you normally associate with someone who's very well established in their career, their profession, or their, maybe even their financial status or societal, you know, position. So I see this person coming back to you and trying to offer you, well, love. And although this person has this very authoritative energy within them, I feel like when they come to you as if they're a child. I mean, they come to you with this very loving, childlike nature and energy, which is very, very simple and also untainted. You know, this is someone who is genuinely offering you love, and they are not playing games at all. They have no plans whatsoever playing games. They are genuine with their feelings. They are genuine with how they try to express their feelings. And actually, whenever they see you and when they come to you, they all it does is really remind them of the past and kind of stir in them, okay, you try to stir in them this memories of childhood, childhood fantasies, childhood love, you know, feelings, infatuation, that sort of thing. So for them, it's always very, it's fulfilling, and it's also, well, very warms their heart, you know, this experience whenever they come across you, whenever they see you and things like that. But right now you are at a stage where you are happily single, okay? So I feel like you're happily single, you're enjoying your life, you're enjoying your time that you have for yourself, because, you know, when you're single, you have time is yours, you know, you have your time all to yourself, so you can spend it any way you want to. You want to read a book, you want to, you know, go out, you want to travel, you want to just lounge at home or do whatever you want. You can do that, and you're enjoying yourself there. It's not that you really want to stay single for the rest of your life, but right now you're enjoying that moment of being single. Now With the Five of Cups showing here, it tells me that before you got to the stage of being happily, you know, single, there was a point in your life when you were actually thinking about something that, some sort of regret that you have done in the past. Could be a mistake, could be someone that you lost, but mostly it's about someone that you lost. You must have lost, you know, someone that you love. Not really, it's possible that you may have lost them because, you know, they may have passed on. And for that, I'm really sorry. But it's also possible that you just lost them because, well, you know, it didn't work out and the relationship ended. And so you don't get to see and talk to them anymore. And so the reason why you're being single is because you came from that energy. You know, you came from that energy of grieving the loss of somebody that you love, whether, you know, actual loss or just them being apart from you. But it took you a while to get to the stage where you are happily enjoying yourself and not thinking about this anymore. So you're in a way, you're not really shielding yourself or protecting yourself. It's just that that's not what's on your mind. You know, you